We are joined this morning by small business expert and author of the book, The Entrepreneur Equation, or you might have seen her as a judge on America's Greatest Makers. We have Carol Roth with us to talk about small business. That's a struggle for the small business owner, but Christmas time, holiday time, it's a time to really gain some ground. What's the number one thing on my checklist for a small business to make it successful for 2017?
All right, in the holiday season going into 2017, we are living in a digital world. So the most important thing you need to do is to make sure that you have a strong and growing online presence. And this means a great website. It means connections to social media. It means being able to be found by your customers. So it has to be on the top of your list for the end of this year and going into next year.
What defines a successful or a good media mobile online presence? What is that?
So I like to take a holistic approach. I think that that means that you have the right information on your website. It means that you can be found. It means you are connected to social. It means that you look great on all these different mobile devices. And as a small business owner, this can be so entirely overwhelming because you're already running your business. So I advocate going out and getting an online marketing partner. A company that I work with called Web.com is a great one for all the tools and resources that your small business needs to help boost that online presence and make sure that you are getting found so you can focus on the day-to-day of running your business.
Should you have other eyes looking at this? Because as a business, sometimes you're right in the middle of it and you assume you see things that aren't there as opposed to a customer who might get lost on your site.
Absolutely. That's why you want to have this online marketing partner, because a lot of times I use the example of going to a restaurant that I go to their website. I want to see their menu. I want to see their hours of operation. I may want to call and make a reservation. I want to know where they're located. And all of that information is buried in their website. So you need to make sure, like you said, that you have the partner who has the expertise and who has that set of eyes to make sure that you're putting out that right information for your customer.
How different is your website and your mobile application? Those are things that some people forget about that.
They do, and it's becoming more and more important because I don't know about you, Bruce, but I spend far too much time on my telephone, and I know that people are spending on average about 3 hours a day on mobile devices. So you want to make sure that your website looks great and has a very responsive design across all mobile devices. So it really means that you should be looking at something like a mobile website builder in order to make sure that that mobile is taken care of, because people are not only shopping, but they're looking for coupons and they're looking for other information on their device all day long. So you really do need to think about that.
I spend time in the shop making sure the displays look good. What about our website? How often do you update that? How often do you keep that fresh?
You know, you might think that it's something that is one and done, or maybe you would like to think that, but you should be updating your website at least quarterly to make sure that you not only have the right information, but that you put in fresh information so that you rank in the search engine. And of course, you want to be doing social media too on an ongoing basis and be thinking about a cybersecurity plan and revisiting that too, because that's also really important for your small business presence.
Sounds like I'm going to be spending a lot of money doing this. How do I balance that?
No, that's the best part about this. Technology has really been democratized, and so having these online marketing partners like a Web.com allows you as a small business owner to be able to do this at a really low cost. I mean, 5 or 10 years ago, you would never be able to do this as a small business, to harness the power of technology, to be on social media, to connect with customers. But now is a fantastic time to be an entrepreneur because you can really leverage technology at a very reasonable cost that does not break your bank.
Any other tips you want to leave with us today?
Absolutely. I think if you are focused on your website, make sure you have great visual content because people have short attention spans these days. So anything from photos to video that you could put on there to really help communicate your products and services, that's going to be fantastic. As well as getting testimonials from your consumers and your clients, they can help sell your story and help make your business appear trustworthy to other consumers.
Sounds like a lot of great information. Where can we get some other information?
More information, visit web.com for all the tools and resources to help boost your presence online.